Droughts and flooding are not the only causes of food crises. Politics and economics often play major roles. A case in point is the West African nation of Niger. In 2005, untold numbers of children died of malnutrition there, even though the country did not suffer an especially bad harvest. Reporter David Hecht has investigated the causes of Niger's food troubles. He finds that the roots of the crisis extended a long way from where people went hungry.
In 2005, foreign journalists descended on Niger. They broadcast to the world images that have become all too familiar from Africa. Children with hollow cheeks, bloated bellies, and arms like sticks.
Niger's problem, now the experts say, is that the country's poor and...
France's foreign minister said in Niger, people need aid, not declarations at summits.
In Niger, in this terrible time, there's always another child fighting to stay alive.
There remains a debate about just how severe Niger's food crisis was. Some called it a famine. Others, particularly Niger's government, said the crisis was vastly overblown. The cause of the food shortage has also been a point of contention. Some blamed locusts and poor rains, but it turns out at least some of the reasons can be traced beyond Niger's borders, to that country's neighbour, Nigeria. The two countries meet at bustling border towns like Jibia, where traders exchange corn, millet and beans, as well as livestock. Niger and Nigeria may have similar names, but they are very different countries. Niger, to the north, is sparsely populated and mostly desert. Nigeria, to the south, is far more crowded and most of its land is arable. Trader Elhaji Tania Musamota says food usually flows north across the border, from fertile Nigeria to arid Niger. But when Nigeria suffers a bad harvest, he says food can flow the other way around.
He say about 4 years back, something like this happened. See, because the rainfall was not much here in Nigeria. But over there, they had good rainfall and they had a good harvest. So they cross over, buy millet and corn to bring down here.
In other words, Musamota and other traders say in 2005 it was Nigeria, not Niger, that had the bad harvest. So Nigeria bought food from Niger. And because Nigeria is much wealthier than its neighbour, Nigeria is one of the world's top oil exporters, it pushed up prices, so much so that many people in Niger couldn't afford the food produced in their own country. Food experts now generally acknowledge that this was one of the underlying causes of Niger's food crisis, but those experts didn't see it at the time. Marcus Pryor is a spokesman for the World Food Programme. He was in Niger in 2005.
The sudden spike in food prices did take a lot of people by surprise. One of the reasons for which was that at the time there was not a particularly good understanding of the way Niger's and the sub-region's markets actually worked.
Because aid agencies didn't understand what was causing the fluctuation in food prices and food supplies, some may have inadvertently worsened the problem. Mohammed Sabo Nonono is a prominent farmer in the northern Nigerian city of Kano. He says at the time of Niger's food crisis, some aid officials contacted him. They wanted to buy food from him and send it to Niger.
They brought cash. I organized the transportation, the grains, everything. And off they went. And they crossed the border.
But Nonono says there were two problems with this plan. First, aid officials were unprepared for the corruption that would siphon off food meant for the hungry.
They were able only to witness the distribution of 10%. So 90% was with the Niger officials.
Second, Nonono says, sending his food to Niger did nothing to address the underlying cause of its food shortage. That is, Nigeria's willingness to pay high prices for Niger's food. This point was driven home when he received a surreal phone call. He says it was from government officials in Niger who offered to resell him the very food he had sold to the aid organization.
They wanted to bring back this thing and sell it here in Kano.
The same food?
The same food. So largely...
So
in fact,
the same food that you sold...
Exactly.
Because it's just going into
the pockets of
government officials.
Yes. I told them, I'm not interested.
In buying your own food?
In buying my own food. You see, that's the problem. The underlying issue is corruption.
Corruption and the law of supply and demand. Because when food is scarce, the prices go up and the food goes to those who can afford it. In fact, in 2005, when babies were starving in Niger, chickens in Nigeria were well fed. It was widely reported that Nigerian poultry farmers were even buying up the food aid sent to Niger, because they could pay the higher prices for it. Food flows to where the money is. With these kind of problems plaguing responses to many food emergencies, some aid agencies are trying a radical new approach. Rather than giving food to the hungry, they're giving people cash. Jonathan Brass is with the aid organisation Oxfam.
What we end up doing by providing cash is creating that demand for food. So local traders will ensure that there's food in those areas to be able to take advantage of the cash in that area.
He says that with cash, or in some cases food vouchers, poor people can buy food from the markets that already exist. So aid organisations don't have to create parallel food distribution systems. Plus, the added cash can encourage local farmers to increase production. Proponents of this strategy argue it should be used to head off the current crisis brewing in East Africa, because not far from where people are going hungry, there are regions where food is plentiful. It's just not getting to those who need it. For The World, I'm David Hecht, Jibia, Nigeria.
David Hecht's reporting was funded by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.